This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. Well, thank you. Just having a quiet chuckle at that last discussion and saying to myself, anything that I say will get me into trouble, so I have no comment.
Absolutely. Welcome to my world. Either way, over a third of Australians identify as non-religious. This is obviously a new finding.
It is. So every 5 years, a national census is taken in this country, and it's compulsory for every household to fill it in on the night, on census night. And interestingly, there's only one question in the 100 plus questions, which is not compulsory, and that's the religion question. And that's a voluntary question, but all the others are compulsory. And so the results have just been published today. And interestingly, in terms of faith, etc., as you just said, the number of people identifying as non-religious has climbed to 39% from 30% 5 years ago. And in terms of faith, Christianity is the largest faith, 44% of the country, of which half identify as Catholic. And the two other faiths which have grown significantly, one is the Hindu, people identifying as Hindu, has surged by 50% to 600,000 in Australia. And those who identify as Muslim has grown by 3%, but to 800,000 identifying as Muslim. Now, just to bring that to a comparison, Jewish community, we are 0.5% of the population. That's 120,000 people. That's just 0.5%. We make a lot more noise than that, but only 0.5% of the population. That's in a population of 25 million. Sure. And as I say, the religion question is the only question in the census which is not compulsory to fill in. And
Do they know?
Interesting there is that number of people today. I'm sorry, Howard, I missed that.
Yeah, the line is just not a great one. So even though it's not compulsory, how high was the fill-in rate or the answer rate?
Over 91%. And interestingly, what's always comes out in terms of the Jewish community is because of our history, because of the Holocaust, and also because some people identify as Hungarian or Russian or Polish and not as Jewish, even though they are Jewish, the number who do identify as Jewish is actually under enumerated. And that is something which occurs every time the census happens. Mm.
Do we have a sense of how big the Jewish community is in Australia?
120,000, right. Which is just 0.5%, just 0.5% of the population.
Right, very, very interesting. Swastika at popular Sydney Park.
Yes, so, and what is quite disturbing, there's a place called Balmoral Beach, which is a very popular area where there's significant size of the Jewish community. And a number of people, men and I understand women as well, dressed in black, holding up swastika flags, doing the Hitler salute. And what's more disturbing here, relating to that, there's a fairly new notion called the Great Replacement Theory. And this is something, I don't know if it's crossed your radar in South Africa, where the theory is that anybody who is not white is seeking to replace whites out of society. And where it's got major traction is in the United States, where someone called Tucker Carlson on Fox News and has over 3 million viewers a night has pushed this theory apparently over 400 times. Now, why that's come to this part of the world is that the terrorist who killed over 51 Muslims at two mosques a couple of years ago, he talked about this great replacement theory as one of his motivations. And just another recent massacre in the U.S. in Buffalo, New York, the killer there who killed 10 black people said he was doing so because of this great replacement theory. So it's a terrifying new phenomenon, and sadly it's growing traction in this part of the world, and sadly, I guess, everywhere in the world, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at least it's something we don't have here, so I don't think anyway. And the Australia's top Jewish athletes have been recognized.
Yes, so very nice. So this was Australian Jewish Sports Night of Nights. And it's no great surprise, but the National Jewish Sports Woman of the Year was recognized as Jessica Fox, who listeners might recall won her first Olympic gold medal in Tokyo at her third Olympics just recently. And the National Jewish Sports Man of the Year was Steve Solomon, who has also represented this country at least two Olympics and posted a personal best in Tokyo for his 400 meters. And a close runner-up was, there were half a dozen Australian Jewish athletes at the Olympics, one of them who came sixth in the women's 20-kilometer walk, Jemima Montag, and she was one of the close runners-up. So it's great to see some Jewish Australian athletes achieving on the world stage and obviously therefore, you know, being recognized by Maccabi Australia.
Absolutely amazing. Vic Aladev, thank you as always, bringing us the latest information from Australia.